Hi, everyone, and welcome to the HR Works Podcast, brought to you by HR Daily Advisor. The HR Works Podcast provides clear, relevant, and actionable information on topics that matter to you, the HR professional. When you're armed with the best practices and strategies to attract, retain, and engage top talent and deliver exceptional service to your organization, HR just works.
For this episode of HR Works, we're happy to share this engaging podcast from our sister publication, HCI. Listen in as host Cindy Coetzo dives deep into the intersection of AI, HR, and talent management with Ashir Stroff, head of product at Eightfold. Ashir shares insights into how AI is revolutionizing resource management and skill development within organizations. He discusses how Eightfold's AI-powered platform helps organizations optimize resource allocation, retain talent, and foster employee growth. They also explore challenges organizations face in balancing resource allocation and employee development and how AI can help overcome these challenges. They also touch on the importance of transparency in career advancement and how AI-driven tools like Career Navigator empower employees to create their own career paths. Through real-world examples and practical insights, this episode sheds light on the transformative potential of AI in HR and talent management. Enjoy.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm your host, Cindy Coetzo. Thanks for joining us for this episode of 9 to Thrive HR. In this podcast, we team up with experts to bring you the best in HR, talent management, and business strategy. We always love hearing from you, our listeners. If you have a specific topic or even a guest you'd be interested in suggesting, please send us an email at podcasts@hci.org. I am so excited. As some of you may know, AI is a big topic everywhere for us, but even specifically when we talk about HR. So I'm really excited to introduce you all to Ashir Shroff. He's a seasoned product leader, gig economy expert, speaker, and author focused on leveraging AI and technology to help companies build a diverse and balanced workforce. He's the head of product for talent acquisition, flex, and resource management at Eightfold, helping customers reimagine their talent acquisition strategy, develop their contingent workforce, and enable project-based work. Prior to joining Eightfold, Ashir co-founded, and I love the name of this, Ashir, GigNow, an EY-backed startup that helped enterprises transform their contractor hiring experience. And I'm sure that was so needed. Ashir, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Cindy. Very excited to be here.
We are so happy to have you. You know, we had Jason Cerito on at the end of 2023 talking about AI. And so I'm so excited to continue to dive into this space with you all. You all are so knowledgeable about what's going on out there and what you can do to help our friends in HR, which brings me to my first question for you, really, as we think about what Eightfold has been around with the conversation of AI, but a newer entrant to the resource management space. So tell me a little bit about what kinds of practices or tendencies did you see that made you, as an Eightfold, want to get into that resource management space?
Yeah, 100%. So we're not new to the AI space. I think we've been in this space for almost 7 years. And the co-founders of the company actually were from Google and Facebook and YouTube, really laid the groundwork for what you think of today when you go to the Google search bar or the Facebook feeds. And so they had been using AI for the last 20 years. And so one of the things that they really wanted to embark on was this idea of how to help everyone find the right career in the world. And, you know, when we start to solve for some of those things, part of it is through, you know, how you recruit the right person. Once you've brought in that right person and you think about, you know, what are the skills that they're bringing to the table and how they're being leveraged, you know, how do you then be able to staff them against the right opportunities? And so a couple of years ago, we embarked down the path with a lot of services companies that were coming to us and saying, hey, look, you've solved it on the recruiting side. You've helped us on the internal mobility side, so helping people find jobs inside of the organization. Can you help us think through ways to staff projects, right? So, you know, short-term opportunities, right? You know, I need a designer for 6 months to help with this client. And, you know, again, the traditional way you would do this is you would have someone create some archaic competency model, say, hey, these are the things I've done. It's really sort of, can I search for someone that has designer skills? Do they match the requirements and do they have availability? And that was how things have been done for the last, you know, 20 years since technologies have been around, and probably for the last 70 years since, you know, services companies and consulting companies have been there and staffing projects. But what we wanted to do was use some of the same great AI matching technology that we've been using on the talent acquisition side, on the talent management side of things, and even on the contingent side of things with our Flex product, and apply it to how do I find the right, you know, UX designer that has great Figma skills, that has availability, and can be staffed against these opportunities. And I think what we're starting to unpack here with some of the customers that we're bringing onto the resource management part of our platform is a critical need in the marketplace that just, you know, was not being able to be solved. And, you know, traditionally what would have happened is a resource manager would go in there and say, hey, look, I know 100 or so resources that are nearby me, and these are the people that I should be looking at for those skills versus, you know, the breadth of people inside an organization.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, as you were talking through it, you know, my brain is kind of working in dollars and cents, right? So I'm also thinking there's time associated, you know, with this advancement in technology and being able to look at the skills individually for those needs, you're eliminating some of the time that it would take equaling dollars, right? To do that without a tool that can easily do it for you. Plus, you said when you were talking about even the founders of the company, people finding jobs that they want to do, that they're skilled at doing, and you're finding a way to be able to connect those two pieces together easily, more easily, I guess I should say. What were the challenges or problems that you were seeing as you thought about getting into this resource management space? What were you seeing were some of the challenges?
Yeah, I mean, again, right, there is the art of perfection, and then there is the art of actually doing this, right? So, you know, what we did and how we sort of embarked on this is we actually spent a lot of time with several different services companies, several different consulting companies, some of the largest in the world. And we asked them, right, you know, how are you guys doing this today? And so oftentimes the answer came back to us, you know, resource manager or project manager would say, hey, look, I'm looking at my, you know, closed ecosystem model of the 50 or 100 people I know on a spreadsheet that may be available to do this opportunity. You think about this, right? I mean, again, for a human, that's probably the level of how much information you can capture at any given moment and keep, you know, playing around with. You know, versus where computers and AI can help out with, which is, you know, thousands, if not, you know, tens of thousands of people and look at those things and in seconds calculate who would be the right fit, plus have the right availability. And then the other part to this that, you know, also came up in a lot of those early discussions was, it's great that I'm looking at these 50 or 100 people, but, you know, there are probably talented people that are outside of my network that I would love to engage with. And so, you know, again, you have this sort of bias that you already say, hey, look, I'm just going to work with the same people over and over and over and over again. And the thing that happens in a lot of these consulting organizations is that, you know, there are people that don't form those networks and are left to the sidelines and then often don't get staffed on the right opportunities and oftentimes leave the organization. So it became a huge attrition problem that, you know, by being able to leverage AI, being able to raise your hand for opportunities, by increasing transparency of those types of opportunities, greater number of people were considered. The people that wanted to develop those skill sets were brought to the table. And, you know, as a result, many of these organizations that we're working with today are starting to see not only just the dollars and cents that you talked about, Cindy, at the beginning, but increased level of folks wanting to stay with the organization and an ability to improve the skills that an individual gains over time.
Yeah. And, you know, it's simply fascinating to me because when Jason and I spoke in 2023, I think that's what was blowing my mind so much is the tool that you are providing for these organizations. I think we've been aching for this. We've been aching for that ability with an ease, set this up within your organization to have that reach. You could have access to thousands and thousands of people with availability and the skill set for this particular project. I mean, that's amazing in a short amount of time.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the spear. I mean, again, if I think about, you know, the way that AI has been traditionally used for the last 20 plus years in the HR space, it's always been very simplistic, rules-based models focused on keyword matching. And I think a lot of what has evolved, especially from the stuff that Eightfold has been doing, is really about a deep learning model, understanding that, you know, someone says that they're a cloud engineer, that, you know, there's nuances to it. There's someone that has a focus on AWS. And then being even able to identify the gap that it would take them to become an Azure cloud engineer. And those sorts of things then make it even more interesting because instead of that number being 1,000 or 10,000 people, you can actually increase the ecosystem to be even larger. And so that's the part that makes it super exciting in the time and age we live in right now. You know, technology is catching up to the way that we want to operate. And I think that that's the part that really unlocks a lot of value for consulting organization, shared services organizations inside of large companies that want to run a true shared services model. Like, you can then really utilize your resources effectively and provide them growth. And so going back to your point around, you know, the non-technical development, but the actual skills development of an individual, like, I think that if you look at the younger generations, the Gen Zs, the Alphas, they are looking for how do I grow the number of skills I have? And what are the organizations that are going to provide me that growth versus doing the same job day in, day out for the next 30 or 40 years?
Amazing. I'm so glad you're here with us, Ashir. I'm so glad you're talking us through what's possible. So what size organizations in general does Eightfold work with?
I would say our typical sweet spot is mid-large. We have organizations of all different sizes. Again, the products that we've built, the technologies that we use can fit almost any organization's needs. I think it just becomes, you know, where is the greatest problem to solve today and which organizations want to tackle that? You know, what we're seeing right now is a lot of mid to large enterprises wanting to go down and really focus on those abilities. Again, retain their great talent to, you know, find the right talent to bring into the organization and then being able to staff as efficiently as possible.
I think along that same vein, you're probably starting to move in that direction, but what would you say if we've got listeners out there that this is a new possibility, right? What would you say are some of those options utilizing AI and talent intelligence? What does that bring to the table for optimizing as you're talking about this resource allocation?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I've spoken to boutique consulting organizations that have, you know, a few hundred consultants underneath them, and they want to figure out, how do I optimize my staffing, right? How do I understand the skill sets that I have today? How do I understand the work that my clients are requiring for me and what skills I have to really deliver against that? In that vein, we've got an ability to really start to curate all those profiles that you have inside your organization and really quickly identify where are the current skill strengths and where are the current skill gaps. And then from there, be able to help even your sales teams of those consulting organizations identify the places that they are able to have a surplus of talent that they can start to sell for. And then it also plays into the idea of then if I see that I have a large need for X type of workers, but I don't have a large number of those consultants in there, how can I then start to build up a nice talent acquisition pipeline of those people to be brought in? And so the crossroads of those two are helping, you know, again, a small organization, but then you think about that on the, you know, X scale, right? For a large organization, they're trying to do the exact same thing, right? They're just doing it with much more people and bigger opportunities.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's so cool. Like I said, and I know there's a learning curve there and some implementation involved with bringing these tools on. But at the end of the day, you know, it sounds like that ROI is pretty great. Even just, you've said a few times, even just using that word retention, right? I know organizations just in general, that's a big, big plus for us as we think about any type of new approach to retain our employees. What else could you think of if we're thinking about advantages? You know, Jason shared with us a little bit about, you know, moving away from traditional skill development, moving into utilizing AI, and a little bit of what you're sharing as well. What do you think for the organizations themselves? What are they gaining by prioritizing this? Could you, you know, kind of list that out for us? What are their advantages?
Yeah, by prioritizing this, in my mind, right, it's really, again, if you play that out against reducing your attrition rate, which every organization is trying to do, retaining some of your high performers and talent, providing your employees or your candidates that are coming in, you know, the best and brightest opportunities to grow their skill sets. All of those things play a really, really strong value around, you know, that talent management piece of it. And then, again, oftentimes as I think about this, right, if I were out there in the marketplace, you know, selling new clients on opportunities to leverage the functionality here, right, like it's really about solving your problems around talent management, but then also being able to continue to grow your organizational's value that it provides from an ROI to others.
You know, I know that there's folks who are using something like Eightfold or a similar technology, right? They may already have that available. This becomes an add-on, if you will, another stream of work to be done. But my brain keeps going back to the advantages that organizations have by really making this a priority. It's amazing. What do you think if we were to look ahead? What about the idea of forecasting, planning for future projects or skill needs and thinking about AI? I'll tell you this. I don't know how familiar you are with HCI, and I think I may have brought this up with Jason too. One of the classes that we teach is strategic workforce planning. And it's not just about that forecasting by headcount and numbers, but it's also, which is why these conversations blow my mind, because you're really talking about how are we planning for the future, right? If this is where we need to be 3 to 5 years from now, what skill set do we need and who do we tap into with this technology in order to get us there? So what would you say? How does AI assist those organizations in those areas, forecasting or planning for future projects or those skill needs?
Yeah, so I look at it, you know, the last 5-10 years, a lot of organizations have gone through this digital transformation, right? They're trying to figure out what their, you know, organization needs to do to fit into a digital world. And so oftentimes that's been done very manually, right? I need to see who inside my organization has those skill sets. Oftentimes I can't find that because I write queries and search for those types of skills. And so then I oftentimes build or hire external organizations to bring in that credibility. I think, you know, again, in my mind, it's about starting with a good understanding of your current workforce, right? So the skills that the current workforce brings to the table. Being able to then understand the adaptability of those skills, right? So how many of those people could learn the skills that are required for the next 3 or 5 years from your existing organization? Then from that, you know, figuring out where are the goals of where this organization is. So I would say that, you know, if people are on this digital transformation journey, they need to be able to say, hey, I need, you know, people that understand how to build products, understand how to build websites, understand how to do things with data scientists. How can I look inside my organization and figure out who are those things? And there may be someone in the finance department that has data analytics skills that with the right amount of upskilling could be that data scientist of the organization for the digital future. And those are the things that AI can do without a lot of, you know, going around asking for, you know, in surveys and feedback and all those sorts of things, or hiring external organization that you could do tomorrow. And then I think where it comes back to resource management, right? So making that really easy. So I have an initiative to take my organization and transform it into a digital organization. I need to find people that have those skill sets. So I need to assign them to that project. And knowing full well that they may not have the ability to do that today, but provide them the right coursework, provide them the right training, provide them the right mentorship to get them there. So that when we do kick off this project, these people are aligned, they have the skill sets, and they're ready to go. And then the last bit to this, I mean, again, part of the vision of how we think about this at Eightfold is, you know, whether it's hiring for a full-time person, whether it's taking your own internal employees, whether it's taking a contractor and leveraging those skill sets, or looking at your alumni, we want to make it as easy as possible for you to take many different ways to get to the same outcome. And so one of the examples that I love is, you know, a few years ago, we worked with a organization in the general aviation space, and they were able to say, hey, look, we really need data scientists. We need to think about how do we find those people. So they took a hybrid model where they took a few data science contractors that, you know, again, they would hire from the top organizations out there, bring them in, and they pair them up against a data analyst. And the two of those together would work through some of these problems. In that same process, those data analysts are being upskilled and being able to be converted into someone that they could leverage on the longer term for the organization and really help them move forward. It worked really well for the contractors because they got to play with a large set of data. It worked really well for the data analysts because they could see not only the investment from the organization into their careers, but again, a career trajectory that they never saw before.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like I said, I'm trying to think how long we've been teaching that certification class. I've been with HCI for 6 years. I've been teaching it for 6 years, but I know it's been around longer than that. So we've been talking about this. And every time I'm in class and we're talking about capabilities and the resources to move us from where we are now to where we need to be and what that skill set is, the question always comes back. What resources do we use to find that, right? So you're kind of providing this new opportunity, whereas some organizations are doing this on Excel spreadsheets, right? Like we talked about at the beginning of the conversation.
If not some, many, many organizations are using the spreadsheets to solve
it. Thank you. Yes, you're right. Yeah, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. You know, I get all excited.
No worries. I mean, again, I say many organizations are still using spreadsheets, but that doesn't mean, again, I think the technology has advanced so much so over the last few years that it provides opportunities to move away from those tools that we've used for the last 10 or 20 years and to really leapfrog into a new world where we can no longer silo the information between full-time hiring, between contingent, between resource planning, between, you know, your employees, and really take advantage of the workforce and the talent pools and make sure that you are driving to the outcomes that an organization needs to do when it comes to, you know, planning for their future.
Yeah, planning for the organization's future, like you said earlier, and you've said, you know, multiple times, retaining the talent, right? So planning for our talent's future as well, or at least planting those seeds. We want to keep you around. We want you to be here with us as we move forward. Ashir, what are your thoughts? Do you think organizations, are they challenged by this balance of resource allocation and employee development? Do you think that's something that there's a push-pull between? What are you seeing?
The way I look at it is I manage a team of folks. I want to preserve that talent. I want to keep them on my team. But again, every single day of the week, I want to make sure that I'm providing them the right growth and opportunities. And I think any good manager out there, any good organization out there is conflicted. They want to retain their best talent on their team, but they also want to provide them the right growth. And I think it's those two things that need to happen, right? If I were to take some of my highest performing folks on my team and then provide them opportunities in my organization or other places of the organization to grow their skill set, oftentimes they're going to come back better. They're going to be much more valuable and also see a different frame of reference. The other part of this is, you know, when I think about it from resource allocation and the employee development, many organizations make it very difficult to think about the transparency of different opportunities that an individual can go for. And so one of the big tenets of what we did around resource management was it's really about...
Finish
your thought.
No, I have split thinking as you're talking about this, because you embraced when you're sharing your own story about your team, you want to retain them. And so therefore you want to make sure they are continuing to develop. And I started to say, and I think leaders are embracing that more. And then the other side of me, right, I really am split about this. The other side is leaders holding on to their high potential talent, like leaders holding on to their high performing talent. But, you know, you're making that case. Hey, sometimes we send them to do A, B, and C. They come back. They're brighter. They're better. They're happier. They've gained a new skill set or advanced in a skill set.
Very much so, right? And then, you know, part of the other thing that having a system like Eightfold, having, you know, a talent management platform is you start to understand those signals, right? So we were working with one of our customers, a European customer, and they were using our data and understanding that, you know, someone that reached tenure in their organization, right? Maybe it's 3 years in that role. If they didn't apply for the next role, there was a 50% chance that they'd leave the organization. So using technology, using AI, we crafted the right sort of ways to enforce this. So instead of, you know, just waiting around for the manager to have a conversation with this, we actually said, hey, what we're going to do is at 2 years and 7 months for this individual, we're going to start to show them other opportunities that his or her skill set aligned to in the organization, right? Because again, you want to keep your high performing individuals. Then at the 3 year mark, we want to show you potential mentors that you could pair up with, right? And then, you know, again, we want to start providing you job opportunities that you can apply for. The goal here is, you know, when we identify those folks that are high performers, we want to ensure we've got a good path to keep them inside the organization so that they're not that 50% that leave, that they stay around. And, you know, again, I think that's more important than, you know, solving for the individual manager that really wants to retain someone because they're too scared of what will happen if they leave.
Well, oftentimes, Ashir, what I hear is, you know, if you're embracing that internally at Eightfold, it kind of extends out to your customer to embrace that. And now you're giving them a tool, right, to do that and not be so afraid, not to be fearful about, you know, letting folks fly. Plus, to your point, generations coming into the workforce or that are in the workforce, they want that career pathing. They want to see what's possible. So if you're naturally building a bench in the organization, I mean, isn't that what we've been trying to do in organizations for decades?
Exactly, right. And then again, keep people growing their skill sets, because when a company invests in them, they feel value to staying with that organization.
As we round out our conversations, anything else that you can think of that you'd want to share with our listeners of how AI could additionally contribute to those skill development initiatives? Anything that you haven't touched base on already?
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I think that fundamentally we go back to sort of the mission that Eightfold has been on, right? You know, providing the right career for everyone in the world, right? And one of the areas that we've been really focusing on is building some functions called Career Navigator, right? So oftentimes when you ask someone in an organization, you know, where are they going to grow in this organization? They look to their boss and they say, okay, that's, you know, where I plan to be in the next 3 or 5 years, right? And it's funny, I actually had a very similar conversation with one of my customers not too long ago. And, you know, again, they had a very linear path, right? And so as you talk to some of the employees and they said to you, you know, where do you see yourself in the next 3 years? They'd oftentimes answer, you know, I'm looking to take my boss's role over, right? Or in the next 5 years. Or they got that next promotion. And then the question is, where am I going to continue to grow? And so where AI can go, where actually a lot of the data that Eightfold sits on, historically, we've got about 1.5 billion profiles. We've got millions of skills inside our talent pools. We've got, you know, roles and titles, and we've seen the outcomes of where people move inside various different organizations, actually all the global organizations. We can start to stitch together what a linear career path looks like, but then alternative career paths. And one of the things that's really nice about this is I played out the scenario for an organization in Europe that, you know, started to prompt individuals by, you know, providing a mentorship, internal mobility. But now if I'm an employee and I want to take the reins of my own career path, I can go into a feature that we just recently launched called Career Navigator, which would help me understand what is that linear path, right? So I go from a product manager 1 to product manager 2 to senior product manager. That's, you know, sort of the normal trajectory. But if I took these 3 other things or grew these 4 other skills, I could, you know, go into the product marketing route, or I could go into sales, or I could go into development. So it's almost like create your own adventure around your own career. So, you know, that's the approach that we're taking with this. And it couldn't be done in the old ways of doing things. And it really, really relies on a vast amount of data and good AI to help inform an individual of how they can create their own career path.
That's awesome. Yes, life is kind of like a choose your own adventure at times, for sure. But thank you for bringing that internally to AI and skill development. I like that connection there. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much. I know you're a busy person, and I appreciate you spending time with us today, Ashir.
Well, Cindy, it was wonderful having this conversation. Really excited to talk about, you know, again, what Eightfold is doing, leveraging AI and resource management. And again, I think there are a tremendous amount of capabilities to help organizations move away from their spreadsheets into the sort of the new world opportunities of how they can help provide the right career for everyone.
And they can do it. It's obtainable. Yeah, you all listeners, if you want to hear more from Eightfold too, in December, we launched Jason Cerato, Skills-Based Talent Planning for Visibility, Opportunity, Inclusion. And it's a nice complement to what Ashir and I talked about today. So take a listen to that as well, if you have the chance. Well, Ashir, we're going to go ahead and wrap up now. Again, thank you so much for being on with us. And to our 9 to Thrive listeners, reminder, if you do have any suggestions for topics or guests, shoot us an email at podcasts@hci.org. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcast app and give us a rating, you all. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear how we're doing. So if you're listening, for example, on Apple Podcasts, please plan to do that. For 9 to Thrive HR and all of us here at HCI, we appreciate you for tuning in. Make it a great day, everyone.